Well, hi, Jamie. Thanks very much for calling. Looking forward to the interview.
No problem.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine, fine. A lot of rain here. How's the weather there?
Sunny and like plus 30.
Okay. Now, yeah. Are you based in Sudbury, Ontario?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you were born in Grand Falls, Newfoundland, and raised in Sudbury, Ontario, and that's where you are now.
Yeah.
Great. We're talking with Jamie Byron today, CJMQ 88.9 FM. Now, what I find interesting, Jamie, is your inspirations, instead of being American artists, they were all Canadian artists.
Yes, they are. I've always actually been a really huge supporter of Canadian country music.
Well, that's great. We enjoy playing a lot of the Canadian country artists here, and I think it's so important to get their music out, too.
It is. I mean, I find Canadians do have some of the best music in the world. It's great to hear Canadians on the radio.
It is. Now, some of your inspirations, I believe, are Paul Brandt, Emerson Drive, Chris Cummings, and you've even written with Jamie Warren, I guess.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I've did a few songwriting sessions with Jamie before.
Okay.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah, I've heard he has a new CD out, too. I'm going to have to get a hold of his promoter. Now, you always liked music. I guess you started singing with the radio when you were a very young child.
I did. Oddly enough, I started out playing drums to the radio, and I just picked up certain songs and just started singing them at the same time.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And you entered a special school, too, for a musical school, so at the age of 14. Tell us about that.
Well, for high school, I really wanted to get into music a lot more, and there was a performing arts high school where I went and tried out, and I got accepted into a music program.
Okay.
So I spent 4 years of high school learning a lot about theory, a lot about just playing different instruments, and I studied for vocals for 4 years there.
Oh, that's quite the experience. And when you got out, you started performing and doing different things. Tell us about that.
Yes. When I got out of high school, I started, it was actually a little bit, in high school, I started doing a lot of local shows around the area, and it just really grew on me.
Okay, that also gave you a lot of experience getting up there and performing, too.
It did. You know, we all got to start out somewhere, and that's definitely where it started at.
No, that's great. Great experience and lots of fun, too.
Yes, for sure.
Now, you've come out with an album, Dreamin' Don't Get It Done. Is that your debut album, Jamie?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's pretty exciting. When did that come out?
Actually, it came out about a month ago.
Oh, so it's hot off the press. Have you had a launch for it yet?
We have. I had a CD release concert in Walmart.
Okay.
Up here in Sudbury.
Oh, that's a good place to have it. Lots of people.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Everyone meets at Walmart anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that went well. That's great. Now, there's 10 tracks on it. Now, you wrote most of the songs or co-wrote them?
I co-wrote two of the songs on the album.
Okay.
And the rest of the songs were from, they're actually written by my record producer. His name is Thomas Wade.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Two of them co-written by you. And how do you get the idea to write a song?
It kind of just, you're kind of just forced to sit down and write sometimes.
Okay.
when making an album. And it just came to me one day, and I just figured I'd sit down and just try writing a song, and you just work on it bit by bit until you have something that you think works, and then you just try to mold it together.
Well, that sounds interesting. Sounds like a lot of fun, too. You must have a big feeling of accomplishment when you finish that.
Yes, for sure. It was I've never actually had a song
mm-hmm.
on my own CD before, so this it feels great.
It must, yeah. And the CD's doing well?
It's doing very well, yes.
Excellent. I know we're playing a track now. I assume it's from the album, Song in There Somewhere. Is that the first release?
It is.
Okay, good. Now, you have a website. Would you like to give the address to our listeners?
Yeah. My website is www.jamiebyron.ca.
Okay, that's easy to remember. Are you on Facebook or Twitter, anything like that, too?
I am. I'm on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a MySpace site.
Okay.
If you look it up on Google, or it's all there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, are you planning a lot of playing at different events this summer, any fairs and things like that?
We are. I'm playing a few local shows.
Mm-hmm.
As well, I'm in CARP. I believe it's by Ottawa.
Okay.
Playing a festival there.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll give you even more experience, too, and help promote the album, too.
I hope so, yes.
That's great. Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jamie?
I just want to thank you guys for having me on the air with you.
Well, we thank you. And great music, Jamie Byron. And the first single off the album is Song in There Somewhere. Thanks very much, Jamie.
She keeps her radio on, and the checkout line keeps to herself most of the time. I tell her a joke every once in a while. She tries to laugh and she almost smiles. It reminds me of a cloudy day, right before a sunny break. And I don't think it's the music playing, it's something in her eyes saying, there's a song in there somewhere. Ring at the end of a chain, like a frozen tear she couldn't wipe away. But there's a spark behind those eyes, getting warm enough to melt the ice. Maybe things are looking up for a lady down on love. There's a song in there somewhere. Beautiful world.